Art of Rowing with Mary Wollstonecraft was presented by Lisa Mullen. The reader was Helen Clapp and the producer was Sarah Jane Hall.
Our Classical Century. The stories behind key events which changed classical music.
With a promotional single, huge billboard posters, this was the first time that a concerto had been given starry pop marketing.
There were thousands of public complaints. Millions of people simply switched off their televisions in shock.
They'd hatched a plan for when the booing started, but the opposite happened, and the audience went wild with enthusiasm.
Our Classical Century returns to Essential Classics tomorrow. Essential Classics, weekdays from 9 till noon on BBC Radio 3.
Drama on Three now presents the Olivier Award-nominated debut play by Ella Rode, first staged at Hampstead Theatre in London. In a drama which contains some strong language, The Phlebotomist is set in the near future. It reflects on the possible repercussions of current research in genetics.
Dame Sally Davis says genome testing is still a cottage industry.
In this independent report that I've written to government, I'm saying, please, can we now move from talking and experimenting around genomes and put it into practice for patients? If you look at the NHS in 5 to 10 years, you'll find it has changed because of genomics. I want whole genome sequencing to become the right of patients if they need it. There is nothing worse than sitting in front of a patient and saying, I don't know. And genomics will reduce the number of times we have to do that. It will help.
He just ran out in front of the tram.
Yeah, hit by a tram right outside
Intracranial
the hospital.
Intracranial hemorrhage, GCS. Unconscious, suspected bleeding to the carotid.
Well, do we research?
What's the profile?
Male, late 20s, no abnormalities, no record of any previous.
If we're going to go, we need to go
yes,
now.
Yes, we research.
Let's move him through, please.
Hey, are you okay? You all right?
Oh, what?
You tripped just...
What?
You fell over quite hard. Are you all right?
Oh, God.
Is your head okay?
No, these, the blood.
Don't worry, I'll help you.
No, you shouldn't be handling those.
Oh, sorry.
How did I...
You, just dropped, like, fainted?
I didn't faint. I'm not a fainter.
Should I get someone?
No. Oh, I'm gonna get fired.
It's fine. No one saw. Here, sit down.
Thanks. God, this is so... I'm really not a fainter. Really, not at all, honest. God, I feel like some Victorian lady, you know. Fetch me the smelling salts. Twat. Sorry.
Sure, I... Can't get you anything?
No, cheers.
What's your name?
B Williams.
Hi, B Williams. I'm Aaron Tennyson.
Ha! Tennyson?
Yeah.
Like the poet?
Yeah.
Like Alfred Lord Tennyson?
Yeah, that's the one.
Are you related?
Yes.
What? You serious? Nah, you're kidding me.
Yes, I mean, no, I'm not kidding.
What, like actually Alfred Lord the dude?
Yep.
We did In Memoriam in school. I love it. It's like my favourite poem ever, ever.
Really?
Yeah. No, seriously, it's beautiful.
I hold it true whate'er befall. I feel it when I sorrow most. 'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Wow, do you know the whole thing?
No.
Sounds good in your accent. Tennyson! Shit, man, that's so cool.
Here.
Thanks.
No one's usually this enthusiastic about...
Oh, it's just... See, we did it in class around the time my mum passed, and it kind of... All that stuff about moving onwards, upwards. Shit.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi.
Everything okay?
Yep.
Oh, hello. I didn't recognise you for a... How are you getting on?
Oh, yeah, sorry, hi. Yeah, good, yeah.
And your father?
Yeah, well, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, same old, no complaints. Well, I'm on lunch. Man cannot live on smiles alone, eh? Take care, Ruth.
You too. What?
I don't know. How do you know Doorman David?
Well, I don't really.
It kind of weirds me out.
Yeah?
I'm not, like, creepy, just weird.
Take care of both.
Do you reckon he'll tell?
Who, the hospital mafia?
You joke, yeah, but I'm new. They all bitch.
I'm sure he won't. So, you're a big reader, then? What kind of stuff?
The romances, mainly. Austin, Eliot.
The cheesy happy ever afters.
I collect books, actually.
Books like real books, paper books?
Yeah. I like being able to feel the pages. It's a bit nerdy.
No, that's cool. I collect money.
You trying to say you're rich?
Oh, no, like old money, different denominations. I've got all the coins from like 200 years. Kind of stupid.
Ah, that's cool. Look, don't let me keep you.
Oh, I can't abandon you after you've swooned. You're a damsel in distress. So you're a doctor then?
Phlebotomist. I take the blood, hence all these.
Ah, so nothing to do with bottoms then?
No.
Disappointing.
So what are you doing here, Lord Tennyson?
That's a bit personal, Miss Williams.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Anal warts.
What?
I'm kidding.
What is this? Anal warts, bums, you five, or what?
How many did you have?
Oh, God, I don't know. I want to say like 100. Ah, oh, this is a nightmare. Why didn't you catch me?
What?
Well, isn't that what men are supposed to do when women swoon?
Sorry, didn't get the memo.
Honestly, though, some of these are for genomics. Management will kill me if I've lost any. Oh, I'm such a twat.
Does that look like all of them?
Don't know. I mean, I could just bang in a couple of mine and hope for the best.
What?
Joking, obviously. That's messed up.
Well, what's yours like?
What?
I just mean...
That's personal.
Sorry.
No, I mean, it's good. Like, well above average.
Like what? Well, if it's good, it's good.
Like 7.1?
That is good.
And yours?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like what?
I'll need to get official certification, but I'm looking at just below 9.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I wasn't planning on getting it done, but I'm applying for jobs in the city, so...
The city?
Yeah, bar training. At law. I'm going to be a barrister.
Oh, wow, that's... Wow.
But I'm not into this whole ratings thing, though, to be honest. Like all that dating profile blood verification bollocks. Shouldn't we just go for who we fancy?
Wow. Wow, yeah, no, I totally agree, but I can see why people want to know. And anyway, it's not just that. I mean, the hospital's crazy with it. You should hurry up and get certified, actually, because they're rolling out criteria in loads of places and the queues are getting ridiculous.
Come and get sucked dry by you clumsy phlebotomists.
We're very gentle, promise.
V, hey, you all right?
Hi, yeah, hi.
It's mad down there.
Yeah?
Chaos. Thompson's on the prowl, so...
Oh, God, OK. I'm just dropping these at the lab, then...
OK, right, well, I'll see you later.
I should go report this.
When's your break? Are you hungry?
Starving.
That's probably why you fainted.
I'm not a fainter.
All right. Do you want to go to one of those places across the road? That little yellow cafe looked nice.
What, the one with the fruit? The fresh stuff? It's well expensive. It's all imported.
You could do with a pick-me-up after your swoon. Some pineapple juice?
Pineapple juice?
Yeah, they've got this big sign outside saying real fresh pineapple juice.
Real pineapple juice.
Well, would you like some pineapple juice?
If you think you may have been affected by non-consensual genetic data sharing before March 22nd, or if you've previously been sold a genetic rating protection policy alongside a loan, mortgage or credit card, there is a chance you may have a right to reclaim thousands in compensation. Sanders and Shade offer a free ratings protection check to help you identify any missold GRP. We can also identify whether you could be eligible for retrospective genetic confidentiality compensation through the opt-out network. Sanders and Shade, trust in us.
How long?
Couple more minutes.
Weird seeing you at work. Very professional.
Though, if you don't mind, I'm going to have to...
Is that porridge?
Cheap and nutritious. Why change?
God. Look, thanks so much for doing this.
I've been waiting for you to ask. You're making the right decision.
It's not really a decision. Not disclosing just looks worse, doesn't it? Like you've got something to hide.
Have you looked at other firms?
They're all asking. All the good ones anyway.
Well, it's amazing you got this far at all, isn't it? It's massive. That degree counts for something, eh?
Jesus, the tension's killing me. Look, how do you stand this?
Well, people normally wait outside or come back the next day. It stops it being so...
horrendous?
Come here. Look, whatever happens, I'm here for you, okay? Whatever it is.
How's it looking?
Still loading.
Oh, God.
You still seeing what's her face? With the hair?
Who? Oh, nah, nah, nah. Hmm? That was just a bit of, you know... Nah. I'm getting a bit sick of him, to be honest. Might go back to men. Simpler.
Huh, don't know about that.
How is sexy Aaron?
Yeah, he's great. We're good. We're, well... It looks like we might move in together, actually, so...
What? B?
Yeah.
That's serious! Congrats! Jeez. Though careful, yeah? Trust me. When you move in, you probably find out he does all kinds of weird shit. Mm. No, 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 I'm serious. My mate Marnie moved in with her man, right, and turned out he picked his nose and stuck it on the bottom of the kitchen table.
Oh.
Like she found bogeys all over it. I think that's what clinched it in the end. That... And the casual racism.
Oh, piss off. He doesn't pick his nose.
Yeah, and I bet he doesn't fart either.
Obviously he farts.
In front of you?
Sometimes. Why?
No, that's a good sign. Keeping it real.
Shut up.
No. Hold on. Okay.
Shah?
Don't mess with me, B.
I'm not.
What? What is it? Please, B. B.
I'm so sorry.
What is it?
It's the Huntington's.
No.
Everything else is fine, it's just
no,
the...
No, fuck!
I'm so sorry.
How low is it?
2.
Oh, my God.
Look, obviously, this is just a number, an overview. I'll book you in with a specialist to discuss what the breakdown means.
It means I'm unemployable. I'm nothing. I can't do anything.
Your general risk for cancers and most diseases is actually really low, which is really lucky. It's the...
Huntington's. Incurable. Yeah, I know.
But the overall...
I don't need the spiel, B. I'm fucked.
Sorry.
How long have I got?
It's speculative. I'm not supposed to...
Yeah, but everyone does, don't they?
It's just a rough...
Please, just...
Okay, well, your predisposition to heart disease is also quite... But the Huntington's will kick in soon-ish. So, at a guess, lifestyle depending, you're probably looking at somewhere between 8 to 10 years.
Eight?
But obviously, you have to take it with a pinch of... Well, there were so many variables.
I have a degree and a master's. I have worked my arse off. It's not fair.
Look, I'll refer you to genetic counselling, Shah. This really isn't my... You need to start working out the best course of action for your disease.
I don't have a disease.
No, not yet, but...
Can you delete the file, please?
What?
The results. The file. Can you delete it?
There's no point. Like you said, they're all asking. Not disclosing just looks worse.
Please.
Deleting it won't change the result, hon. There's no point.
There is. Listen, just bear with me, yeah? I mean, obviously I knew there was a 50-50 chance I'd inherit it. But I never wanted to know, did I? But when the criteria started appearing, I started thinking about what I could do if... I started looking at how people get around it.
What?
If we use someone else's blood... Someone high, we could log it as me.
What?
If there's someone high you've tested, we could... Could we test that again instead?
Shh! I could lose my job.
I've thought this through.
Is that why you wanted me to do this? You said you needed moral support.
I did, I do, but I also
But it's illegal, Shah. It's fraud. I could lose my job. It's a good job. I can't.
I can pay you.
What? No.
Dad left me a bill.
Shut up, I don't want money.
Well, you do.
I'm fine, thank you.
Really?
What are you doing?
You're obviously struggling.
Excuse me?
You're still paying off your mum's loans, right?
I'm managing.
Porridge for lunch, and you could do with a new pair of shoes.
You're blowing my mind right now, Shah.
Look, don't mess with me, Bea. You used to take food from our fridge.
Don't bring that shit up.
Sorry, I didn't mean... I'm just... Look, I really need this. I'll do anything, honestly. Please.
Look, I know how you...
No, you don't. You're not low rate. And Aaron, I bet he's high too, right? What is he? Some poor low rater, a little charity case? No, what is he?
8.9. But we don't care about ratings. We just met.
But you've both got good blood. Exactly. In the next few years, I'm going to begin the slow process of falling apart. I'll disintegrate. I need this job so I don't spend my last few years lying in a pool of my
Okay. I tested a 7.7 woman this morning. Propensity for diabetes, something else minor, nothing scary. Is that about right?
At my rate, we know there's someone out there for everyone, whatever your rating. Take Casey.
I was this close to giving up, honestly. 29 and convinced I'd die alone. I'd got great feedback from dates I'd been on, but no luck. And I get it, but if you look at my breakdown, most health risks are actually quite low. It's mainly brought down by IQ and the fact that I'm allergic to peanuts. Bit dyslexic, nothing major, but people would just hear 5.4 and just glaze over. But then I found my rate.
Casey met Ali through the app 6 months ago, and now they're on holiday together. In Paris.
Merci, my rate.
My rate. The future starts here.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, open them.
B?
It's a sanguinelli.
A what?
A blood orange. Beautiful, right?
How much did it...
I got a pay rise.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, come on then.
Oh. Oh my God, smell that. Here. Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh my God. I don't think I've had one this good since I was a kid.
Yeah?
Granny used to take us to the beach with a packed lunch. Well, more like an estuary, really. Near her house, tangerines and salmon sandwiches. I just remember sticky, sandy hands.
Salmon?
Mmm.
I've only been to the seaside twice.
Where'd you go?
Brighton.
And?
Brighton. Went again.
Brighton's shit. We need to find you some sand, a furbit to Devon, all right.
Dunno, the whole south coast sounds pretty dodge.
I'll protect you.
Oh, yeah?
No! No, stop it! B, no, stop it! No! You've got orange in your teeth.
Where?
Here.
Ouch!
Sorry. New shoes, eh? Très chic. So beautiful when she's quiet.
Oi!
Should we get married?
What?
I just thought, you know?
You really asking me to marry you?
Yeah. Why not?
Your dad is why not.
You haven't even met him.
Exactly.
You're not low.
I know.
But my family's like me. They don't believe in all this rating crap. They won't even ask.
You're all super posh though, aren't you?
Not really.
Salmon sandwiches.
That was years ago.
Next payday, I'm going to buy an avocado.
You know it takes 160 litres to grow an avocado.
Yeah. And I'm going to buy one and I'm going to eat it naked in a full bath. Suppose I better delete that my rate profile then.
What?
I couldn't take any chances.
There's some nice low sevens on there.
You actually have...
I'm joking, you tool. Come here.
Many children just can't get the vitamins they require. Diseases such as scurvy, pellagra, and beriberi are on the rise. Is it right for a child to be denied the basic vitamins they need? For a small donation, you can give a child a portion of fresh fruit or veg every day for a week. We at Brain Food believe that everyone deserves a healthy start. If you agree, text FRESH to 6983 and revitalize a child this Christmas.
Anne, I'm so sorry I got caught up in the march.
March?
Yeah, Westminster. Anti-discrimination, it was packed. Look, can I come in?
No, wait, I'm changing.
You're not even dressed.
Well, I was, but then I had to choose veils on my own. The woman was a right snooty cat.
Oh, sorry. Oh, do you want to get some food?
No, I'm going to put it back on, aren't I? I want to show you.
Oh, my gosh. So you know Eddie Stone?
The singer?
Yeah. So he was there because he's quite active in anti-racism, right? And he kissed me on the cheek. He actually kissed me. Cross my heart. I'm not going to wash it off for years. Oh, he's a proper sweetheart as well. You should have seen it. He stood up on a live national stream and came out.
As what?
4.9.
That's not that low.
No, but it's massive for the movement. His speech was so beautiful. I'm still buzzing, honestly.
You sound it.
You know, look, I've been thinking.
Can you pass my shoes?
Sure.
Thanks.
But anyway... Like, I was sitting staring at those numbers at work yesterday, and I just thought, I had this feeling like, clock's ticking, you know? Properly ticking. So should I really be spending time sitting in that office?
Sure.
Look, I've been looking into other stuff, something a bit more worthwhile.
It's an amazing job, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like, an incredible job.
I know, it's just, I've been reading this blog.
Right.
About self-worth.
Right.
And I think I could help people.
Give it a bit more time.
I just need...
You have worked unbelievably hard to get where you are. You've been to uni. People would kill for where you're at. I would kill for where you're at.
I know, but...
And I put my job on the line to get you there. Pass me the veil.
I appreciate that. But I've been focused on getting into those shiny buildings since we was, what, 14? But now I'm here. I don't know, look... I don't want to work somewhere where I have to lie about who I am.
You're not lying about who you are. You're lying about who you will be. It's different.
How are you getting on in there?
My arse has grown in the last 5 minutes.
Do I get to actually see more than your bodiless head?
I was waiting for you to stop talking. I can't do up the zip.
Show me. Oh my gosh, you look beautiful. Oh, I'm gonna cry.
It's all right.
Honestly, you look like a princess. Here.
Oh, look at the price tag.
Whoa, what? How will you pay for that?
Already paid.
How? Aaron?
No.
How then? What? What?
You can't tell anyone, okay?
Okay.
So, I might have started doing a bit of work on the side. Blood work.
No! You badass! Look, I told you it was easy.
Now, it's not easy, it's risky.
This is mad.
I can't really talk about it here.
You're such a sly bitch, you know that?
Shh! Look, I've nearly paid off my mum's loan. Now, I'm just gonna do the wedding and make things a bit smoother and then...
Does Aaron know?
No. I exaggerated my pay rise. And, I said that Mum left savings.
B.
Am I a terrible person?
Profiting off an obsessive racist culture?
No, for lying, breaking the...
No, you're resourceful. His snooty fam can shove it up their high-rate a-holes. Look, honestly, I'm gonna rub my Huntington's hands all over them at the wedding.
Well, they won't be there.
What?
We decided to just do friends. I mean, I can't exactly invite my...
Yeah, but his are alive. No offence.
Only some weird cousins and his dad. We thought it'd be easier if we... We wouldn't get along anyway.
This is bullshit.
I don't know. I guess it's a cultural thing.
No, it's a bullshit thing.
Look, it doesn't matter. Screw him.
Yeah, exactly. Screw them all. You're great. He loves you.
And you look incredible. Just go and knock on their door and this and they'll be like, God damn, she's a keeper.
Let's jump in with your third disc of today. Well, tell me why you've chosen this one.
So, in the early days of the company, we were really struggling to compete with other startups, and I was this close to packing it all in, to be honest. And then my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which was awful. And I remember her telling me, we were out for a walk in Bath and there was a choir singing in the cathedral. We just sat on the wall outside and listened. And I remember thinking so clearly, you know what? Even if there is absolutely nothing we can do to stop these things happening, I want to give people the option to know so that they can make the most of their time with their families. And without being too grand about it, I think this song was one of the things that set me on track to push Biogen on at all. So, yeah, this one's for Mum.
Christ, look!
What are you doing? Aaron!
Look!
There's no barrier!
It's fine!
Christ's sake, just please! Idiot.
Please stand behind the yellow line. You see the water? You can just see the edge? That's luck, something or other. We went out in a fishing boat once and Dad fell in.
Do you think the air's thinner?
We're not that high.
What did the thingy say?
1,000-ish?
God, it is so beautiful.
Hasn't changed a bit. Ow! I remember running with Mum and then us jumping in there naked. Freezing! Tiny Willy.
Altitude tablet.
We're really not that high.
There's a chance of illness at any level.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's better than getting the bends or something.
Sweetie, that's diving?
I don't know. I don't want to risk it. I don't have to deal with you being all sicky. Can I tell you something a bit embarrassing?
More embarrassing than you pooing yourself on the cross trainer.
Aaron!
There's no one here. No, go on.
No!
No, go on, please. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that this is the first time I've been out of England.
Ever? Well, I'm thrilled to take your Irish virginity.
When we have kids, they're going to be well sporty.
If we did, you'd have to exercise a bit more.
Why did you do that?
What? I'm teasing. You've got a beautiful...
No, you said if. Like, I talked in the future, and you said if, like in the...
Conditional?
Yeah.
Sorry.
How would you feel if I was pregnant right now?
Are you?
No. Well, I don't think so, no. I'm not. But I mean, hypothetically.
So, in the conditional?
Don't be a prick.
I just... We're not ready.
Yeah. I'm not saying now, but like before, when we spoke about that stuff, it was in the future. Like, definitely... Now I feel like you speak about it like...
Conditionally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
Do you think the world really needs our offspring?
Would you be saying that if I was Courtney Schreer?
Who?
9.6 girl, got that TV show?
God, no, no, look, it's not about the... I'm just... not sure. Oh, Finch! Look!
Where?
You can tell by how it flies, it kind of dances. See?
I don't want to go home.
That flat won't pay for itself.
No.
If we're punching above our, you know, we can...
No, I'll take more shifts, I don't mind.
Longer hours.
We'll be fine. I want to get one of them power showers.
Do you reckon you'd die before you hit the ground?
Aaron.
I just mean, not a bad place for it, is it? Better than the dying rooms. Toodaloo with a view. This is what I'd do.
Can you get back from the edge, please?
It's fine.
Seriously, please. Seriously, Aaron!
I'm only kidding!
Aaron, stop it! Just don't! Just...
Jesus, chill out! Hey. Hey, are you... Hey.
I'm fine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, no, it's cool. I need to tell you something.
All right.
My mum, she,
Basically, I used to have a little brother.
What?
Yeah, half-brother, Jamie. He died when he was little. He had Tay-Sachs syndrome. It's a complex condition. Anyway, after he went, my mum got really, basically, she jumped off our balcony. That's how she actually...
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. That's...
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But she was better gone. In the nicest way, she really was. Like, before, she'd always been really positive and patient and fun and, like, proud, too. But after he died, it was like she was a different person. Like, nothing mattered. I'm sorry, I should have told you this before, I just...
No, it's okay.
Oh, but I've checked myself, I promise, I'm clean.
Look, you don't have to... I love you. As you are. As you come. Pooey cross trainer and all.
But that's why when you talk about your summer holidays or whatever, they sound lovely. But I never, you know... I can't really... I'm not asking for sympathy.
I know.
No point mourning something I never had.
Come here.
Hey, guys, and welcome to the Courtney Schreer Show with Mr. Sam Manuel, international life coach, medical miracle, and author of best-selling online zine, Uprate, Weird Old Tricks to Up Your Rating. We are very lucky to have him with us.
I'm happy to be here, Courtney.
So we are all dying to know, did you really go from a 5.9 to an 8.4 in 2 years?
Yes, Courtney, I did.
And the brand has been a huge success. Must feel amazing to bring hope to so many people.
Well, my subscribers are optimists. Fulfilling their dreams is what gets me up in the morning.
So, we all know about epigenetics and watching our micros and fit goals. Mm-hmm. But can you give us some insight into what your courses offer?
Oh, now that would be telling, Courtney.
Not even a sneak peek?
Oh, my God!
Sorry, I probably stayed.
Come in!
Filthy.
I just... Wow! This is... Wow! Have you literally just...
A couple of hours ago, yeah. Oh, look at your face. Sorry it's out of the blue. I just realised I had nowhere to, you know... And I wanted to see you.
No, it's...
Look, can I sit here?
Sure.
This place is...
So, how was it?
Oh, it was really amazing. Honestly, B, I don't know where to start. It was so... It's like I haven't stopped for months and months, just like bang, bang, bang going, like, yeah.
But what I don't understand, what were you actually doing?
Oh, can I take my shoes off?
Sure.
So basically, I started off with that group I was telling you about, and we set off on our bikes. And it was one of those things where one thing kind of led to another, you know? Oh, we met this amazing grassroots group out in Serbia. They do all this incredible social inclusion work. And then they put us in touch with these guys in Romania, so we joined them. And then they were off to volunteer in Turkey, and oh, it just kind of snowballed from there, really.
Right.
Honestly, it was just so inspiring. And then coming back here, I was like, God, this place is so depressing. And how are you? I mean, what is this flat? It's beautiful.
Thanks, yeah. This is where I live.
And how's the man? You good?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Great, actually, yeah. You look different.
So do you.
Do I? Old and stressed.
No, just different.
How's the,
Huntington's? You can say it's not contagious.
Sorry.
A couple of shakes, nothing major.
Did you look into the CRISPR editing thing I sent? The stuff they're doing is amazing.
Yeah, no.
But if there's a chance.
There isn't. Look, I thought about applying for one of the trials, but once I declare myself, that's it. It's not worth it. I'm guessing from this place you're still dealing then.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going well.
Yeah, well, no. It's just been a huge crackdown, actually.
Right. So?
So, one of the doctors has hooked me up with... Basically, I've moved to blood bank work.
A lot of people go for the dopes now, you know, the full body...
transfusions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Look, that's pretty big stuff.
Yeah, well, it's all tightened up, so...
Why don't you just stop?
Yeah, no, I will. Soon. I've got a little savings account, and once I've got enough of the building work, I'll...
Hello?
There you are.
Hello, Monsieur.
Oh, my God, hello.
I stink, sorry.
I had no idea
this
you were...
This one got in touch this afternoon saying she was back in town, so...
How you doing?
Good, yeah, great.
Where you been? It's late.
I didn't know you been went to watch the match.
Oh, yeah? Who won?
We did, obviously. 2-0, so back to the semi-final, down to Wembley.
Oh, nice.
The stars have aligned, the clouds have lifted, the future is bright and all is heavenly.
Congratulations.
Can I offer either of you ladies quelque chose à boire?
Huh?
Little victory purchase. Jura's best.
Jura?
Mummy's got the purse strings. Any takers?
Yeah, go on then.
What about you, mon petit mort?
Nah, I'm good.
You know what? I'm just going to slip into something a bit more comfortable. Or as the Americans would say, let me go freshen up.
Oh my gosh. He's much more fun when he's high.
What?
He's great.
He doesn't smoke.
Couldn't you smell it?
He's not high.
He smelled like a fucking festival.
He doesn't smoke. He just had a couple of drinks.
Okay. You've lost weight, you know.
Have I? Oh, probably lost hair as well.
No, you look good.
Cheers. Been watching my micros, innit? Got this new app. What?
You haven't had a cheeky edit, have you? The lipid one, the celeb thing.
Don't be stupid.
You sure?
Oh my God. I've been going to the gym. Stop it. Stop it.
Fresh as a daisy.
Oh, cheers.
So you were off saving the world, right? Any luck?
Yeah. Done. Finished. Nailed it.
Excellent. Someone's got to.
Oh, you two look good. Like something out of a catalogue. How comes you moved?
Well, we needed a bit more space.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, just in case.
In case what?
In case we, you know.
What?
She means in case we procreate.
Oh, jeez. Well, I didn't realise you were... Wait, are you...
Well, we're not.
Not yet.
Well, you could fit the whole Von Trapp family in here.
Don't know about the Von Trapps, but yeah.
Aaron needs a bit of convincing, but we'll get there soon, eh?
If soon means like 5-10 years, maybe.
Don't you like kids?
No, I love them. I'm just not
well,
sure
two healthy people, good jobs.
Yeah, but the world isn't healthy, is it? I don't want to add to the problem.
We're not adding to a problem.
What do you mean the world isn't healthy?
Wait, why are we even talking about this?
Unhealthy in what way?
Well, look at it.
I don't see any unhealthiness in here.
Well, I never said there was unhealthiness.
Well, what do you mean then?
Why don't we just get a dog? A nice little rescue puppy.
What's the point in that?
Well, what's the point in kids?
The world doesn't need more useless little puppies.
Well, the world doesn't need any more useless little...
What? Finish your sentence. Look, Bee's well above average, you know.
Sure.
I'm not talking about the numbers.
Well, clearly
or...
you are.
I'm not a racist. I couldn't give a toss about...
Well, it doesn't sound like you don't.
Can you stop interrogating me, please?
Why is this an issue?
It's not an issue. I'm not saying never. I'm not saying anything. I don't know how I feel about it, okay? Stop attacking me. If you want a baby, go ahead, but don't put it on me.
Oh, sorry. God, clumsy fuck.
It's okay, I'll get a cloth.
You know what, I'm just gonna...
Yeah, walk away.
Oh, Char, please, this isn't the...
No, I think now's exactly the time. If you're thinking of having a baby with this guy, what a prick. This is ridiculous. This is exactly what I've
been talking...
Yeah,
but we're not on a campaign yet, so can you just leave it?
Is he usually this defensive?
I can still hear you, you know.
He's just in a bad mood.
Well, I was in a good mood.
He's...
Can he just leave it?
Look, I hate to see
I'm
you so...
I'm fine. We're fine. Great. Honestly.
Well, as I said, this is not a government scheme. And as such, we cannot take responsibility for any of these issues. It's a free country. No one's obliged to have one done. And no one's forcing anyone to disclose that information.
But it is used in A&E.
Well, it can help staff to prioritise to give the best level of care, but I...
It was an economist who popularised the 0-10 rating model, was it not?
Yes, I believe so.
And combining every genetic trait from disease to behaviour, do you really think that all these characteristics can be processed into one simple ranking?
It's not a ranking. Anyone knows that if you want real information, you have to read the breakdown. Otherwise, it doesn't really mean anything, does it?
What are your thoughts on test-upon-entry schemes at immigration points?
I'm afraid I'm not able to comment on areas outside my remit.
Stars are out.
Oh, God, you scared the shit out of me.
Sorry.
You locking out?
Yeah, after this. Want some?
Absolutely not.
It's just a treat. Puff a day won't kill me.
It might.
Are you waiting for Dr. Salt?
No, I just like sitting here in the freezing cold. Basically, I screwed up an order. Salt went ballistic.
Ah.
How much does she... Salt, how much does she pay you to keep quiet?
Well, she got my nephew onto a gene editing trial. Pancreatic cancer. He got the all clear a few months ago.
Is that it?
Well, that's what I wanted.
No, I don't mean... I mean, congrats for him, that's great, but you could get a decent chunk...
I don't want more money.
Or a rate rise could help with life insurance.
Look, I'm 9.1. Fit as a fiddle, but thanks.
You're 9.1?
Yes.
Why are you portering then?
Well, why not?
Did you go uni?
Yeah. I went straight into finance. Hated it. Did army training. Hated it. Did teaching. Loved it. But, you know, the system's a mess. And I was volunteering on the psychiatric ward here and I saw a vacancy for porter and I thought, doorkeeping, caretaking, keeping the door, taking care. That sounds nice. 20 years later, here I am.
Mad.
Not really. The happiest I've been.
What, because you watch the poor, sick, low-raters crawling in and out and feel really great about yourself? Hang around the loonies on the psych ward and think, thank God it's not me.
No. No, I talk to the patients, check in with staff, do what needs doing. And then I lock up, have a smoke and roll on home to cook dinner for my wife and I feel good.
9.1. What's your wife?
A teacher.
No, like...
Oh, 5 point something. Alzheimer's.
Sorry.
Well, it hasn't really started yet.
How long you been together?
30, 33 years.
Wow. Where'd you meet?
Swimming pool.
Really? Like in the water?
Yeah. Well, you can see what you're getting yourself in for, can't you? No surprises.
Well, I just mean...
I know what you meant.
Sorry. But you're happy, right?
Hmm?
You said you were happy? The happiest?
Well, I don't know how quantifiable it is, but yes, I'd say so.
Look, I don't agree with it. Believing it, dealing, cheating, buying privilege, I know it's messed up.
If there's a game, people will always find a way to cheat.
I'm just not proud of it.
Well, why do you do it then?
Why do you think?
I don't know.
You ever been to Dulwich Park?
Yeah.
Well, you know those flats on the east side?
Yeah.
The tall ones?
Oh, the reddy brown brick ones?
Yeah.
Yes, beautiful.
Perfect. Me and Mum used to walk round pretending we lived there. Well, I want to actually live there. What?
Well, I had a friend in one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah. God, it must be 20 years ago now. Yes. Henry. Henry Marrett Silver. Nice guy. He bought one of those big brick ones. There were still houses then. He had the whole thing.
Wow, must have been huge.
And the garden, that was... Well, you don't see many like that now. Huge, yes, and messy, and full. Like if you closed your eyes and spun around, you might never get out. Big old climbing frame. Long grass. White wooden swing seat. And him and his wife, Marta Marrett Silver. They used to throw these amazing summer parties. Barbecues with fairy lights and the trees and music. And kids running riot, staying up well past bedtime, making mischief. The girls, oh, lovely girls. Jet black hair, kind of wild. I remember them dragging me down to the pond, all sparkly eyes and gappy teeth to show me the tadpoles hatching and whispering, "Look, Uncle David, look, it's come to life. Look at its tail. Look at it wiggle." It's funny. Funny. Well, no. Sad, really.
Huh?
Hmm?
Why sad?
Well, tragic, actually. It all stopped. The party stopped because, well, Henry started gardening.
Gardening?
Yeah, well, he'd always done a bit. Planted small things, beans, herbs, you know. But then he started taking it all rather seriously. And there was something quite sweet about it at first. I remember him bounding out like a puppy to show him his first carrots coming through. He was so proud. But then he turned a fresh patch, a bit bigger, and seeded that too. And another patch of grass went, and then a bit more. And suddenly he churned up half the garden, ploughed it up with one of those electric things. And the climbing frame went, and the swing seat. And the kids stopped playing out. Well, they weren't allowed. I remember one time I was round, one of them kicked a ball and went sailing smack right into his tomatoes. And Henry screamed, red-faced, furious, "Have some respect! This isn't a playground, you know!" And him and Marta, well, Henry stopped going to work. Barely went out. And whenever I came over, he'd always be running off to fiddle with something or other, meticulously measuring, watering. All these little lines, perfect rows. It all had to be just so. But no pride anymore. No joy. I remember standing in his kitchen comforting the poor guy when his cucumbers came out wonky. This grown man, wet face, crying, inconsolable. And me saying, I'll take them, I like them like that. Tastes better, more flavour, hmm? Poor guy. Poor kids. Very sad. Right, well, I should finish locking up. Be kind to yourself, B. Tennyson Williams.
But what happened to him, though? Your friend?
Oh, he died. Choked on one of his tomatoes. Got it lodged in his throat. Perfectly round. Spherical. Acted like a kind of stopper in his windpipe. Too darn smooth, eh? Too darn round. Too darn smooth. Too darn round.
And now to the newsroom with our main stories this evening. Mr. Thomas Obaju, well known for having a rating of exactly 9.84, the highest on record in the UK, has been murdered. He was reported missing on Tuesday night after leaving his gym in East London, and the remains of his body were found by a canal in Maida Vale early this morning, with several puncture wounds and syringe insertions. A statement from the police describes his death as sad and futile. It is not clear whether his murder was a political statement or merely another blood theft, but the authorities believe it to be a combination of the two, despite the introduction of the International Blood Database.
Oh, these bloody heels. How long to the next one?
Delayed. We have 16 minutes. Should we try for a quick nightcap over there?
No, it'll be closing.
Just a quick one.
What time are we up tomorrow?
Depends what time we get to sleep.
Wanna lie in?
Got places to be?
Well, I said I'd be at my other husband's house for lunch, so...
Shut it. I like that dress on you.
It's real silk. Actual silk. Feel.
Sleek. Slippery.
Excuse me.
Where's it from?
Sorry to bother you.
Sorry, yes?
Sorry to ask, but I'm trying to raise enough for a hospital tonight.
Oh.
See, I've recently lost my...
Sorry, I don't...
Honestly, anything you can...
Sure. Hold on.
Oh, bless you. You two look good together. I mean, if you are. I just mean you look good. Your faces. Lovely faces. Open, high, you know? High.
Excuse me?
High cheekbones. Oh, lovely faces.
Look, I'm really sorry. I haven't got anything on me. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, bless you. Bless you.
Oh, it's chilly.
Here.
What?
You do have a lovely face.
Oh.
So how about that nightcap then?
You don't need it.
I'm entirely sober and able to make my own decisions, Mother.
You'll thank me tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's not tomorrow, it's now, so no thank you.
I didn't drink anything tonight, you know.
What? Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I got you that shot.
I didn't have it.
What?
Gave it to some girl.
What? You gave your birthday shot to some random girl?
I just wanted to see if it was still fun, and it was. It's just I've been thinking, maybe we should... We could try not drinking for a bit.
What's going on?
We always feel like shit the next day, and ruin Sunday recovering, and then suddenly it's Monday again.
That's what Sundays are for.
You know what I mean, though? You're always proper mopey. If we woke up feeling normal, we could do stuff. But instead, tomorrow, I can see it already, we're going to snooze like 20 times, and then you'll spend the whole day all moody, talking about how crap work is and all the food you want, but you can't be bothered to go and get.
Whoa, 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 wait, hold on.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Why are we talking about this? We were having fun.
It's just, it's basically a poison. We're basically poisoning our bodies. And you get so low on a hangover.
Yeah, so don't talk about it now while I'm up. I'm going to feel shit enough tomorrow without ruining tonight by talking about how shit I'm going to feel tomorrow.
I just...
Nope, 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 BB Tennyson Williams. Close your eyes.
What?
Close them.
Okay.
There.
What's... Oh! Aaron!
Look at the date. Been in the family for years. It's one for the collection. All his poems. Well, the good ones.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you.
I want to make you the happiest woman in the world, BB Tennyson Williams. I do.
You know what would make me happy?
What?
You know.
Not drinking.
No.
What? Okay.
What?
Okay, let's make a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God!
Better get working on it then, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get a taxi.
Yeah, screw it.
We at the Thring Group believe that every child deserves the best chance of success. When children show signs of faltering concentration in early years, many parents look ahead with trepidation at academic struggle, failed entry tests, and bleak employment prospects. They see a clear division between those who will strive and those who will thrive. But this doesn't have to be the case. We offer personalized CRISPR-Cas9 editing therapy for genes associated with the autistic spectrum. We watch children move from the bottom to the top set practically overnight. We help to write success into the future of your child. Book in for a consultation today.
Yeah, I had a late shift.
Till 11.
What? What?
I called in. They said you left the clinic at 8.
Right, so you're going detective on me now?
They said you left with Dr. Salt. Please, just be honest with me.
Aaron, if you're suggesting something, do you want to just spit it out?
Well, what do you want me to say?
Are you actually suggesting that I'm... No. No, what are you suggesting? Say it.
God, don't make me feel like I'm going mad. I'm not being...
Do you actually think that I'm...
What am I supposed to... B, what's going on?
Dr. Salt is a woman.
What?
Oh, God. I'm dealing.
What?
God. Blood. I'm dealing blood.
So you're not...
No!
And Dr. Salt...
She knows people. Hooks me up.
So, wait, you help people fake their...
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I don't actually do much. Salt, she does all the actual... And I don't believe in it. I promise I don't support it. I don't.
You don't believe in it?
No, of course not.
You don't agree with it?
No, of course I don't agree with it. Cheating, lying.
Well, what are you doing it for then?
What do you think I'm doing it for, Aaron?
I'll be earning properly soon.
I know that, but I just wanted to give us a bit of... I'm doing it for us, so we can have a good and nice...
Oh, my God, Bea, I don't need any of this. Fucking cotton sheets, fucking pineapples.
But...
If you get caught, we'd lose our jobs. I'd be struck off. You'd go to... I'd lose my entire... Oh, my God.
Look, I was going to stop before, yeah? But I was thinking, when the baby comes, it'd be...
We don't have a baby.
Yeah, but when we do, it'd be good to have some security, right?
I never see you. What's the point of having cash if I never see you?
Okay. Okay, I'll stop, I promise. I'll stop, I promise. Sorry.
Listen. All that shit. All that. That's not us, okay? We're us. Here, now. This is what matters. This.
I've missed my period.
What?
And here is the phone footage, which has gone viral, sparking widespread political debate in the wake of last week's riots.
Brown, this is sick!
No, don't! You'll break it! It's for my son!
No, you crack me up!
No, let me say something! Let me say this, yeah? Send this, this wheelchair here is for my son, yeah? No, seriously! I came back four times asking. They keep changing the forms. Allowances keep getting less. I queued 8 hours last week. 8 hours. Then some nurse comes and tells me they ain't got one for him. They need to give high-rate cases priority with the wheelchairs. It's bullshit.
Fortune favours the brave. Fortune favours the brave. Fortune favours the bloody brave.
Can you keep your voice down, please?
Sorry.
Did you want to play, sir?
Yeah.
Place your bets.
Is the seat taken?
No, go ahead.
Thanks.
Jesus, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? It's all right, I won't tell B. I've seen a few city boys here, actually. Mainly bankers and stockbrokers, though, as if they didn't get it out of their systems in the office.
I've never seen you in here before.
I've seen you.
Right, bit creepy. Have you really?
Mm-hmm. My charity supports people ostracised by a rape culture. We do integration support, counselling, advocacy. Statistics say casinos are a popular hangout. Scooped up a few subs here last month. Spotted you.
Final bets?
I'm not low rate.
Didn't say you were.
No more bets.
Come on, come on, come on.
And I'm not ostracised. I'm doing my pupillage in the city.
I know.
Yes!
31 black.
Fortune favours the bloody brave.
So, you scoop them up and then what? Eat them?
We help people remember their self-worth. The past and the present are hard enough to deal with. The future's a whole different ballgame.
Right, so you're like a missionary, wading through the depths of London's underworld to save our souls.
Well, your soul doesn't need saving. B wouldn't like you being here. But I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying a bit of risk, Aaron. A bit of undetermined thrill. A middle finger up at inevitability. Look, I get that. You're struggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's human. We're not perfect. None of us are. We're not supposed to be. Let me buy you a drink.
What are you trying to do?
After several intense weeks in court, the Salt trial has finally come to an end. Late this morning, Dr. Devki Salt was handed a custodial sentence of 10 years under charges of genetic conspiracy. Salt has famously maintained a closed attitude to the press. But as she left the courts of justice today, she made a seemingly heartfelt address.
This has been a witch hunt of epic proportions. I'd like to thank my lawyers, family and friends who remained by my side throughout this grueling process.
She was then escorted onwards to HMP
Who are you talking to?
No one.
I thought I heard. I thought I. Doesn't matter.
I'm messing with you. I was reading poetry to Bump.
What? I thought it was. That's not funny.
Sorry. Sorry, I was just. Apparently, it's good for language development.
Come in, baby. I repeat, come in, baby. This is your daddy speaking. Don't listen to your mother. She's an evil coward. Give me that.
The seasons bring the flower again and bring the firstling to the flock, and in the dusk of thee the clock beats out the little lives of men. Christ, do you want the poor sod to hang itself with its umbilical cord?
You gave it to me. Anyway, it's just oral stimulation.
Oral stimulation, eh?
Have you been smoking?
I had one.
Aaron.
Sorry.
How was work?
Fine. You?
Yeah.
The doctor saw things all over the news. You're really lucky.
Yeah, I know.
If you'd still
yeah.
been, or she easily could have decided.
I'd rather not talk about it, okay?
Yeah, well, me neither.
Saw Shaw on the way home.
Yeah?
She asked after you.
Oh, yeah? Did you tell her?
No. I should. I will. It's just. It's awkward. She was always the one that planned stuff. Named her kid. I mean, we both did. But she, like, properly planned. Picked dresses, planned it all out. And I just feel...
Well, you shouldn't.
I know.
It's not your fault.
She's been weird lately.
Weird how?
I don't know. Just weird.
Well, what she's going through must be...
Yeah.
Well, wait till you're ready. What she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Suppose.
Listen, I'd like to talk to you about something. See, my dad. He's around tomorrow, and I was thinking. I was wondering if we'd like to ask him over.
Your dad?
Yeah. Thought he could see the place, meet you, Bump.
Tomorrow?
Thought we could have lunch.
What the hell, Aaron?
Well, you've always said you want to meet him. I'd really like you to, and I thought...
Tomorrow?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I need some warning.
Are you busy?
No, it's just, you know, I need to clean up, sort the place out, myself out. Is he expecting to eat? And the floor's dirty.
It doesn't matter.
I'll have to buy some food.
We can eat out.
Well, what does he like?
Let's eat out.
No.
What?
Sorry, I don't want to. Sorry. You just go and meet him. A bit of warning and we'll have him over next time, yeah? Sorry.
No, sorry.
Been looking at schools.
Yeah?
Nightmare.
Bit soon, isn't it?
Well, Tina put hers down before she was even pregnant. We'll probably have to look at evening tuition too.
We'll cross that bridge when we, you know. They'll have your brains anyway.
I'm not actually that clever. I just work hard. What IQ rating did you get in the breakdown? We might be okay.
Can't remember.
Want to check? I brought my thing home. It's the new model. Look.
Christ, don't bring that thing home. It's creepy.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm really tired.
You ill?
Tired.
There's a new flu strain going round.
I'm not ill, I'm fine.
You don't seem fine.
It's just this time of year. Heavy. I hate waking up every morning in the dark.
We should get those daylight emitters.
I think I need...
What?
I don't know. Do you want to go on holiday?
What?
We could go to the country, have a break. It's just the hours right now, it's like it never stops. And however early I get in, people are always there earlier and stay later and work quicker. Like, I don't know how they do it. And it kind of feels like giving in if I take days off, but
Maybe we should make the most of having the two of us. Please don't think that I'm not weak. I'm so tired.
Hey. Of course you're not weak. Oh.
What?
I don't want to get...
I'm not ill! Sorry. Sorry. I'm just exhausted.
Me too.
Gonna have a shower.
Okay. Oh, I forgot. Someone from the sperm bank called. Asked if you want to donate some jizz.
All right.
They'll keep bugging. They love city boys.
Yeah, just can't get the time off.
I reckon they should let you. It should be like social responsibility. Like jury duty. Come duty.
Income tax. Who in mine would be so coveted?
Don't drink the tap water.
Not.
You are! I can hear you! It's not worth it!
We were doing the speeches, and then all of a sudden the best man stopped and said, "Can anyone else smell smoke?" And I thought that it was a prank, you know, one of the jokes in the speech. And then everyone was saying it, and minutes later it was chaos. Marquee on fire, graffiti all over the wedding car, windows smashed, oh, chaos. Everyone was running. Oh, poor Jules. Well, the dress was synthetic, wasn't it?
Gosh, awful, just awful.
I mean, if they want to be mixed race, it's their choice, isn't it?
And it's been traced to a pro-rate group in Bournemouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Twenty-6 weeks? Wow. Congratulations. It suits you. Thanks.
And is everything okay?
Yeah, great.
I just thought, well, why didn't you tell me?
Wanted to wait for the right... I didn't want to do it on the...
Oh.
Sorry.
I've tried to call. Been worried.
No, sorry, I've been so busy. It's all been mad work and...
Can I touch it?
Of course. Yeah. How's the...
I'm going to America. I've been asked to head up a campaign.
Wow.
Yeah, but basically, the reason I came is... Well, they test on entry, don't they? So I'll need a chance...
Shh! Are you mad?
I'll need it soon. I'll need it right before I fly.
You can't bring this here. Look, I gave up. I'm out. Sorry.
But you were helping people.
No, I wasn't. The only ones I helped were rich, Shah. It's a business, not some revolution.
But I couldn't have done anything I've done without...
Do you really think you masquerading as high rate is helping?
Yes, because we need people on the inside...
If this is the reason you're here, then please leave.
Please. Ratism is worse over there. It's their model. If we can crack them, then we can... Look, if I've only got a few years left, then I have to make some kind of...
Oh, so this is about your legacy, then?
No, it's about education. Seeing behind the numbers, that's what the campaign does. It asks for government responsibility, confidentiality, fights prejudice, questions how social worth can be ranked 1 to 10, or why autism is rated the same as heart disease, depression as diabetes, how being predisposed to rule breaking is on par with breast cancer. It's political.
I'm not going to sit here and let you preach at me.
It's political. Please, this is a moral...
Do you know where the high blood comes from? For the doping. It's not all free range.
There are people over there lobbying for forced sterilisation of low rates.
Well, depending on the particular breakdowns, that might be the right thing to do.
What?
In the long term, hereditary stuff will be phased out, won't it? And it's horrible, but it will get better. Maybe it's about investing in our future.
You sound like the press.
I'm just saying that maybe...
No, I know what you're saying.
Look, I spent 6 years watching my little brother die from a genetic deformity, and then my mum go mental. All I'm saying is... I'm just saying maybe there'll be some benefits.
Did you love him? Your brother?
Of course I did. I also loved my mum. I didn't have you down as a full-blown rapist. I'm not a... Hello?
I hope I'm not disturbing.
No, it's fine.
I have a delivery for you.
Hiya. Oh, hi.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to see you.
Likewise, likewise. Look after yourself.
Not at work, Ben. He's taken the day off.
We're going out for lunch.
A bit of R&R.
How romantic. Didn't know you got this one up the duff. Congrats.
Thanks.
So what flavour is it?
Sorry?
Boy or girl?
Oh. we're keeping it a surprise.
More exciting that way.
Retro.
Why don't you go wait in reception, love? We were just...
Oh, yes, I'll, Nice to see you.
Listen, things are good for me now, okay? Really good. So don't come here messing it up, criticising me, or eyeing up Aaron, or whatever it is you're doing, or making me feel guilty about not throwing myself in front of every news camera with a placard about stuff we can't do anything about. I'm not interested. I'm sorry things are shit for you. I really am.
Is everything all right?
Yes, fine. Great. So just try and be happy for me, okay?
Please. Sort me a fast track at the 8+ bank, please.
No, sorry, I'm sticking to phlebotomy. Clean. Legal.
Must be like Russian roulette. Waiting for the numbers to appear and watching their faces.
Not really. It's mostly newborns now, so...
So just their parents' faces, then?
They usually have a pretty good idea beforehand.
There are anomalies, though.
Of course.
And then what do you do?
I give them their rights and hand over.
How long do they usually keep it?
It depends. People don't usually take subs home at all. It's easier. Good luck with the job. What?
Doesn't matter.
I'm here outside Tamway Sterilisation Clinic, Staffordshire, where hundreds of low-readers, encouraged by bystanders, are queuing, awaiting their turn.
I'm just here to show my support. It's a very noble thing they're doing, and it's my hope that every sub can be as selfless as these folk and do what's right for the future of our country.
All right, BB?
You left your phone at home.
Oh, I know. Moron. God, it's freezing out there. You okay?
What's Milbury Care Home?
What?
Someone from Milbury Care Home called.
Why? What's happened?
Why's your dad in a care home?
What did they say? Is he okay?
His carer phoned, said he'd had an episode, stopped taking his meds, set fire to the bed, tried to jump out at the...
No!
Why is he taking meds? Why is your dad in a care home?
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's stable, apparently. Gonna transfer him to a high support unit. What's going on?
I have to go.
Aaron, what the hell is going on?
I didn't want to do it like this.
Do what? Do what, Aaron?
He's schizophrenic. Look, I've been wanting to tell you, I have to go.
No.
I don't want to do this now, I have
to... Don't you dare walk out the door.
B.
Wait, sit down. Sit down. What are you then? Really?
I don't know.
Just tell me.
I honestly don't know. I've never been rated. I mean, I nearly did once when I came in for a blood test back when... But I was applying for bar school and any glimmer of mental health or anything really in the city, there'd be no point. I couldn't have it on my file, so I got rid of it.
The day... in the hospital? Pineapple juice day?
I didn't realise it was an uptake scheme. They just did it and I had to get it back before it was tested and I panicked.
You... I could have lost my... You could have cracked my head open.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What are you...
No, no, but please don't do this now.
Stay still.
Please, don't.
Look, I don't want to hurt you. Stay still. It'll take a minute.
B? I don't want to know.
What is in here? What am I carrying in here?
We don't know. It'll probably be fine. It'll probably be... Oh, God. So I do have...
You're a cocktail of crap.
Oh, God. I thought Dad was having a good patch. We moved him from hospital into Milbury and it seemed to be better. I've tried to tell you. I wanted you to meet him. I've wanted to tell you. I tried. See, I've been seeing this counsellor and he said I should. I've noticed things lately. Moods, you know I've been finding things difficult. There's a family history. Great aunt was manic depressive.
It's a collection of genes. Biomarkers. Alfred Lord himself was bipolar, wasn't he? Remember that from school.
Look, we don't care about this stuff, right?
But the world does. What planet are you living on? Our child could be a sub as well. Do you know what that means? There'd be nothing. They couldn't do anything.
But look at me. I'm as low rate as it gets, but I'm killing it. I'm assisting one of the best barristers in the country. I've just been offered a tenancy, B. I'm actually doing things. Big stuff. They think I'm good blood, so they treat me like I am. And yeah, I won't live very old. I'll probably lose my marbles and I might develop cancer or be a carrier of all kinds of shit. I don't know. You tell me it's all there. But until any of those things affect me, I'm fine. I am fine. I always said I wasn't sure we should have a baby.
But we have. You put one inside me, watched me grow, study names, pick schools.
I got excited. And I hoped it would have all of our good, you know? Not just our bodies, but our good. And I hoped it, he or she, might be okay. I might be okay. We might be lucky.
Science isn't about luck. Life isn't about luck. Did Shaw know about this?
She's been really supportive. She sorted out the counsellor. She's been trying to make me tell you.
You're a piece of shit. God. 2.2.
How long have I got then? More or less.
It's an estimate. You have to take it with a pinch. Schizophrenic symptoms should be kicking in now-ish. And you'll be lucky if you make it to 50. And you'll have to hope your liver goes before Parkinson sets in or that you're too deluded to care.
I'll nip it in the bud. When it gets too bad, when you get sick of me, you can send me to the
nurse. Oh, God, don't say things like that, Aaron. Your mum didn't really get hit by a car, did she?
Liver failure. She was an alcoholic.
Oh.
Look, I need to go
You've
see my...
You've let me feel smaller than you. Like I need to scrub up like your parents were these gods on pillars. Like I needed to check myself all the time in case you looked a bit closer and realised I wasn't good enough for you. I work so hard, Aaron. And all this shit about not caring. Oh, we're not rapists. That's all very well, yeah, but you know mine's good. There were so many other men. So many other options. Good, honest men with good blood. I had my rate matches all the time, but I never followed them, obviously, because I chose you. Some random man I met on a Wednesday afternoon. I thought it was romantic, stupid, fucking stupid.
I'm not ready for you to die.
I'm not dying.
But you will.
We're all dying. I'll probably just get on with it a bit quicker than you.
And what about me? Am I supposed to just watch you fade away, disappear?
Schizophrenia doesn't work like that.
And then wait a couple of years for the rest of it to kick in so I can carry the shell of you to and from hospital until there's nothing left.
You'd do that for me, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, of course. I don't want to. I can't bring a sub into this world. It's not fair.
What? All the prenatal scans have been fine. We know it looks fine. We don't
you know.
I'm not
it creative might be... like you. I can't draw for shit or make things or cook or whatever. But the idea that I could make something good, something perfect out of my body, our cells. I mean, that's kind of incredible. I've never felt anything stronger. That feeling that we are building something perfect together. And not, you know, not just the kid, but the next bit. It's a shitty world. It is. So full of shit, and you have to be strong, and you have to plan, and you have to be right at the front from the start, else it's really tough. You know, I've seen that. I've seen what it's like if you're not perfect, and I thought... I just thought...
Hey.
No! Just go, do whatever you need to do.
B?
No, get out! Just get out!
When we found out we were going to have a baby, it was a dream come true.
Al cried.
I did.
Our financial situation meant that in vitro wasn't possible. So when the test was positive and the embryo healthy, it felt like a... well...
a miracle.
But when she was born prematurely, blind, and with a rating of 2.8, it came as a bit of a shock. We didn't think we'd have the finances or time to support her and her needs.
We were very worried.
It was awful. But thanks to lobby groups like CPNT, we were able to work out what options were available to us and know our rights.
The legalisation of postnatal abortion has completely changed our lives. A year later, we had another girl who was born at 6.1. Charlotte is now in year one and thriving.
She's an angel.
It's down to the work of people such as CPNT that we were able to have the child of our dreams and to give her the life she deserves.
So we encourage everyone to
know your rights.
Fetuses falling below 3.1 may be aborted within the first 28 days after birth. Current law does not allow termination after this point. Check your local healthcare centre or online portal for more information.
I'm working. Where did you stay?
Do you want to go grab some food? We could go to
no.
the... I'll come with you, if you want, to sort it out, if that's what you want to do. We can make another one. Get high sperm, obviously, but ours, whatever you want. I'm sorry.
I'll have my stuff out by the weekend.
No. Hypocrite.
Excuse me? You know, I had to renew my rating last month. Went down to a 6.9. Was shitting myself about telling you. Isn't it hilarious? Yours will expire soon. You'll lose your job. Your health insurance will go through the roof.
I'll fake it again.
Well, even if you do, how long have you got left? 20 years? When we got married, I thought I knew what I was investing in.
Bea.
No, listen. If you poured all your love, your life into a tree... a little pear tree, and you had to tend to it in the cold winter and the dry summer, every day. You'd want to know if it was going to wither away after a few years, right? Or if it was going to keep giving fruit.
Depends how sweet the fruit was.
I'm being serious.
So am I. I wouldn't want to know. I'd enjoy it while it lasted.
No, you would. And if it was diseased, you'd...
B?
No, I can file for divorce on grounds of deception. I can find someone else or... or just apply for sperm, maybe, or I don't know.
We can do that. Together.
No, I don't want to suffer with you. I've seen it before. It's not worth the...
investment.
Oh, afternoon.
Hi.
How's things?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, yourself?
Oh, same old, same old. Can't complain. How's your father getting on?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Glad to hear it. Send my regards. Everything okay? Well, do you want anything from the shop?
No, thank you.
Well, take care then.
He used to volunteer on
the psychiatric ward, yeah.
I feel it when I sorrow most. 'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Your favorite, right?
I've got savings. You can have the flat. The mortgage people will have a right shock. There's about 60 years left.
No, please, Bea, you can't. I'm sorry.
Let me go.
Please.
Stop it.
I love you, Bea. Don't. Please, I love you.
Don't make this.
You love me. Please. Please.
No.
Please.
Stop it.
Just ran out in front of the tram.
Tram right outside the hospital.
Intracranial hemorrhage, GCS.
Unconscious, suspected bleed into the carotid.
Blood we resus?
What's the profile?
Sub.
If we're going to, we need to go now.
How low?
2.2.
We'd need to...
No.
Okay. Move him on, please.
Look at his little face. He's gorgeous.
Thanks.
Shouldn't be long. Take a seat and they'll call you in once the results have all come through. Well, you know the drill.
Okay.
How are you feeling? He's beautiful.
Thanks.
I can walk you down when they're ready to. Just relax, eh?
Shh, 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 shh,
shh, little man. Tennyson Williams, consultation room 1. Tennyson Williams, consultation room 1.
They're ready for you now.
I don't want to know.
You don't?
No. Not yet. I just want to look after him for a bit. Shh, my love.
Cause we feel like running around.
In The Phlebotomist by Ella Rode, Jed Anuka played B. Rory Fleck-Byrne played Aaron, Kizzadeen, Char, and Mark Lambert, David. The company also included Claudia Cadet and Edward Wolstenholme, and featured the voices of Ashley Byam, Pandora Collin, Emma Darlow, Bio Baramose, Connor McNeil, John Joe O'Neill, Theo Ogundipe, Ilan Goodman, Rebecca Hines, Lloyd Hutchinson, Fizz Marcus, Michael Simpkins, and Niall Wright. The play was directed by Sam Yates and was a 7-digital production for BBC Radio 3.
You can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC Sounds.
BBC Cardiff Singer of the World 2019.
This is the ultimate. This is what we're trained to do.
One empty stage, one grand piano.
We don't have a conductor telling us what to do.
The final of the Song Prize.
It's the most exciting work that any singer can be asked to do.
A test of nerve, of storytelling. A journey through German Lieder, French Melody, Neapolitan Serenades and Russian Romance. BBC Cardiff Singer of the World, the Song Prize Final, live on Radio 3, on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3, it's 9 o'clock and time for tonight's In Concert with Fiona Talkington.
Every March, Brussels is home to Belgium's largest music festival, hosting a wide variety of events, and some of which take place in Antwerp and Bruges as well. A lot of thought goes into the programming. They want the festival to be topical, to be relevant to people across the community, whatever their background. This year, their theme was one of redemption, the human longing for freedom or salvation. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe opened this year's festival, showcasing a sense of dramatic freedom in a performance of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 15 in B-flat. A composer and performer whose genius and virtuosity paved the way for so much yet to come. This concerto, which Mozart wrote for himself to play, sets real technical challenges for the performer, ones that would enable him to showcase his talent and reveal the identity of the piano as a flourishing solo instrument. The soloist here with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe is Pierre-Laurent Aimard, with the young German conductor David Afkam. In Mozart, he says, you feel the freedom of the human spirit, of the joy of life. I find it the most joyous music ever written.